Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Coach, aesthetically speaking, not the prettiest of wins, but bottom line, you guys won the football game. You didn't win the turnover battle, but you still rallied. You persevered at the end. How personally satisfying was it to see your team come together at the end of the football game?
Yeah, it was good. The plays that we needed to make in the fourth quarter, at the end of the fourth quarter, we made most of them, and that really was the difference. We got a stop on defense. We drove the ball down offensively, ran all the clock off, and made the kick. And so that was, you know, those are the plays we had to make. We messed some other ones up along the way, but we had to make those, and the players did a good job executing in critical times.
I want to ask you about one specific play in that final drive. You pick up a key third down conversion, sets you up on the plus 28, which would make it about a 46-yard field goal, and then Shane Vereen pops that one around the left end, big 15-yard gain. How huge was that during the game, plus the play of Vereen during the game?
Yeah, well, that was really a key play for us because, as you said, we were in field goal range, but a long field goal. And, you know, Shane's run on the edge there. We got good seal blocking on the corner with Human. Solder pulled around and had a nice kick-out block there, and then Shane broke a tackle and got it down inside the 20-yard line. It was similar to the play we'd run earlier in the game where, you know, where it looked like we had a lot of space, but, you know, the corner came in and kind of knifed us down after about a 2 or 3 yard game. But this time we got them all blocked, and Shane made a good run, and it was a well-blocked play, and it put us in position where really, the field goal at that point was, you know, in the over 90% range inside the 20-yard line. So we got the ball in the middle, and Steve knocked it through.
All right, Shane was a great contributor last week, and obviously, you know, with the report earlier in the week, out with the injury, the wrist injury. What's next? Next guy steps up and goes, and I'm sure you'll be without other guys. How tough is that on a short week as you get ready to play the Jets tomorrow night?
All right, well, that's football. That's why we have 53 guys on the roster, and so, you know, everybody has a role, and whoever unfortunately can't play, then that provides an opportunity for somebody else, and we've all seen how that's gone from time to time. So you know, we'll just see what happens.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach will rejoin me later in the show as we talk about the New York Jets. More of All Access right after this.